Welcome to the Pisces Sun Festival. Every year, right before spring, we celebrate the Sun Festival of Pisces. Although the plants will be ready to bloom soon, it is still a bit cold and dark. But this is a lovely time for us to look in seed catalogs and to plan our spring gardens. Each year, our gardens can grow more bountiful and with less weeds if we take control and do a little planning. Likewise, the time of Pisces offers us the opportunity to take control and plan, to plan our lives. As you probably know, the sign of Pisces rules the feet. This is very significant. Our feet are what take us down the road to our destination. This is the time to take a look at where we are walking, where we are going, and to make certain our feet are going in the right direction. Pisces is also the sign of the fish. Two fish, in fact, one big one and one little one, tied together by a line. These two fish symbolize the two aspects of ourselves, our personality and our soul. Both are tied together. For much of our life, if we allow it, our little fish, the personality, can drag the big fish around here and there. The time of Pisces offers us the chance to allow the soul, the big fish, to take charge. However, there is also an inherent danger at this time of year. The energy of Pisces hits all of humanity whether they are aware of it or not. It is very important to be aware and to prepare for this sun festival, or the little fish could be further stimulated. The personality may grow more selfish, develop more pride and ambition, become jealous, or depend too much on others at this time if we do not stay on watch. If we do remain aware of the potential right now, we can use the energy to empower the big fish, our soul. The soul can really take command right now if we focus our intent. Take time to develop virtue this month. Meditate. Meditate on the meaning of the following words. Tolerance. Compassion. Unselfishness. Common sense. Balance. This will help the soul to take charge and to direct us properly. This is a time when we can actually help others too. The highest goal of Pisces is service, service to others. Its keynote is, I leave the Father's home and turning back, I save. This means that instead of striving for our own comfort and pleasure or resting in a safe place for ourselves, we leave our comfort zone and stretch our limits a bit to help others. How can we best help others? Pisces again reminds us, use the feet. We can help others by helping them to use their own feet, empowering them to walk their own path with dignity and to live their own life in balance. We don't need to catch fish for others. We can just teach them how to fish. So this month, as you plan your outdoor garden, remember to plan your inner garden too. Reorient your feet. Make certain they are pointing you in the right direction. Then focus on goodness, allowing the energy available to stimulate your big fish, your soul, and to charge it to direct your life. Finally, help others to stand on their own feet too. It may still be winter, but this is the perfect time for us to prepare our outer and inner gardens for the spring. Remember to take a few minutes over the next 5 days to think and meditate about what our world would be like if we all followed our souls and helped each other to walk our paths. Visualize a world where everyone lives with this intent. And connect your thoughts and prayers with those of others around the world to cement this intent.